Now, we all know, don't we, that criminality is caused by poverty. Poverty breeds criminality. And if we can just get rid of poverty, if we can just combat poverty and make sure that everyone is equal, then there will be no criminality whatsoever. By the end of this video, I hope to have convinced you that simply is not the case. Criminality is substantially genetic. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. I was inspired to look into this by a very interesting article in the journal Aporia called Jailbirds of a Feather Flock Together by Crémeau Recule. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but obviously some sort of French researcher. And this researcher looked into some fascinating papers which this researcher brought together. Now, the first was research from Venice, from medieval Venice. And what was found there was that the most violent people in medieval and early modern Venice were the richest people. It was the nobility that were responsible for the highest number, per capita anyway, of assaults, rapes, murder, and so-called speech crimes, is things like slander and whatever. The nobility made up 4% of the population of Venice, yet they were responsible for an astonishing 25% of assaults. So this is telling you immediately that it is not poverty that is causing people to behave in a criminal and violent manner. It is something else, probably a congenital proneness to violence. It should be emphasised that the nobility were not cultured based on wills and so forth. They weren't particularly likely to leave musical instruments in wills or books in wills. This is what the middle class did. And the middle class were definitely poorer than the nobility. So what we have is something quite clear, is that in a relatively violent society, which early modern Europe was, it was people that combined, I assume, high intelligence with essentially violent tendencies who managed to get to the top. Why did this change? Well, argues the article, the simplest explanation for the cultural change may well be a genetic change. Over a long period of time, the nobility, not the violent nobility, not just in Venice, but everywhere else, gradually killed each other off in battles. They would fight each other in battles. We know this from the records. They would duel, and the nobility would simply kill each other in battles, meaning that the most violent nobles were gradually killed off as they killed each other. So, for example, in one day in 1513 at the Battle of Flodden, 148 nobles killed each other. And remember, this is the context of a very small population in which there aren't many members of the noble class. So obviously, the noble class became gradually less violent across time. But what this is telling us is that the causes of crime in that context were definitely not deprivation, because it was the least deprived in a society of lawlessness, in a society where you had to look out for yourself, in a society where there were all kinds of disputes over land and there wasn't really a legal system to deal with it. It was the least deprived who tended to commit the most violent crimes as they got into these kinds of disputes. Now, if you look at more modern data, which is again explored in the article, what this shows is that yes, of course, people that are brought up in deprivation, that are brought up in an area that is high in poverty, that are exposed to paternal criminality, all these kinds of things, yes, those people are more likely to commit crimes. But obviously, if we're going to look at a causal relationship, if we're going to say, does poverty cause crime, we have to control for that. Now, when you do that, when you look at just siblings, just people that are siblings who are differentially exposed to deprivation, what you see is that the sibling that is exposed to deprivation in adulthood, for example, is no more likely to become a criminal, to be a criminal, than the sibling that is not exposed to deprivation. So this is showing you that there is something else involved, almost certainly genetics. Now, similarly, there are studies that have tracked people across time. They have tracked people living in highly deprived areas and in less deprived areas. And tracking them across time, they do not become more criminally inclined when they move to more deprived areas. And they do not become less criminally inclined when they move to less deprived areas. So this again shows you that poverty is not causal in generating crime. The heritability of criminality is somewhere in the region of 0.5. The heritability of the kind of traits that are associated with criminality, such as psychopathic personality and that sort of thing, is somewhere in the region of 0.5. And what we are seeing really is that criminality is very strongly genetic. Once you control for all of the environmental confounds, such as that people that are poor will be living in areas that are high in crime and all this sort of thing, once you control for that, then what we see is it's not causally related. criminality does not causally come from poverty. Because clearly in Venice that was not the case, and clearly if you look only within families or you follow people across time, that is not the case. Now what this means, of course, is that criminality is basically a problem that cannot be solved. If it's substantially genetic, then environmental interventions of the kind that governments come up with to reduce poverty and all this kind of thing don't really and won't really have much of an effect. Ultimately, certain people are, for essentially genetic reasons, going to be criminally inclined. And the kind of policies that politicians will impose to try and say they're doing something about crime, tough on crime, tough on the causes of crime, are not going to work that well. Are you ready for the future of the West?